Well, what is expected in the discussion is the fate of the remuneration package of members of the 10th Parliament. And I say fate because the 10th Parliament did, following the provisions of the Constitution, appoint a committee of experts sometime in June last year. And that committee of experts was chaired by retired Justice Akilano Akiwimi, and it was intended to review the remuneration of members of the 10th Parliament against the backdrop of the concerns that had been expressed by the Kenyan public that Kenyan members of Parliament are not paying full tax as they should. And so we put in place this committee of experts as Section 45A of the Constitution permits. And the Constitution then went around the country and even visited other parliamentary jurisdictions elsewhere within the international fraternity and came up with a report which made recommendations on how further taxation can be applied to the salaries and allowances of members of parliament. And this report was then presented to me as the Speaker of the Kenya National Assembly and Chairman of the Parliamentary Service Commission in the month of December last year. We then took this report to the Parliamentary Service Commission, which is the organ that is responsible for the management and administration of Parliament, to consider the contents of the report and then prepare the report together with the recommendations of the Parliamentary Service Commission for tabling in Parliament. And this then was done in the month of June this year. The report was tabled in Parliament, together with the recommendations of the Parliamentary Service Commission. It then came up for debate, and Parliament resolved to adopt the report following a motion moved by the Vice Chairman of the Parliamentary Service Commission. And in adopting the report, among other things, the recommendations which were annexed to the report proposed that there should be four bills published by the Minister for Finance so as to give legislative effect to the recommendations of the Committee of Experts as supplemented by the Parliamentary Service Commission. This then led to a standoff because the Minister for Finance, who is also Deputy Prime Minister, was reluctant and unwilling to publish those bills that will bring about the necessary legislation that will lead to review of the salary and allowances of members of the 10th Parliament. And so that's where we have been. And what the meeting today seeks to do is provide a solution to the standoff, so that the matter is resolved to the satisfaction of both members of parliament and the executive.
Mr. Speaker, why do you think the payment that has been already proposed generated so much controversy in Kenya, with even some civil society groups going on demonstrations against members of parliament?
Well, the reason it generated controversy is that civil society in particular is of the view that there are greater national priorities than addressing the matter of review of members of parliament salaries. And they are also laboring under the notion that this review is going to result in an increase rather than a harmonization to ensure that members of the 10th Parliament pay full tax and they are not prejudiced by, for example, a reduction of their remuneration before the end of their term, which is supposed to come in 2012.
Mr. Speaker, some are saying that Kenyan members of parliament are almost the highest paid in the world, and they think that the country does not necessarily have that much money to afford such sharp increment. What is your take on that?
You know, as it is, the recommendations by ACWIMI are not such that the net effect will be a sharp increase in the salary of members of parliament. If anything, applied at maximum, the recommendation will result in an increase that is equivalent to 12,000 Kenya shillings. That obviously is not a lot of money. But if you see it the way civil society sees it, there shouldn't be any increase whatsoever. And the general mood now among members of parliament is that they are not necessarily looking for an increase, but they want a retention of the salary that they have been earning from the commencement of their term. In other words, they are contending that at the commencement of their term after the elections in 2007, they anticipated that they will be entitled to a payment by way of salary and allowances that applied to members of parliament then. But now the country is in the throes of enacting a new constitution, and the proposed constitution has a provision which says that all allowances would be subjected to tax. Now, even if you keep the remuneration of members of parliament at the level at which it is, and you apply tax to it fully, then members of the 10th parliament will carry an additional tax burden of Kenya shillings 200,000, the equivalent of Kenya shillings 200,000. So the net effect of that would be that the remuneration of members of parliament, which is constituted of salary and allowances, is reduced by an additional 200,000 shillings, the equivalent in Kenya shillings. And so the result would be that you are varying the remuneration of members of parliament to their detriment mid-term. And this is not in consonance with international industrial labor laws, or even the International Labour Organization Convention on Industrial Relations. You do not vary the salary of a servant or an employee in the middle of a contract to the detriment of the employee.
How confident are you that today's talks will be able to resolve the stalemate?
I believe they will resolve the stalemate, because as it is, like I have told you, in this short space of time that I have had, members will be content to work with the status quo, to keep the remuneration that they have, no increase, no decrease. And if there is going to be a variation to the detriment of members of parliament, then that should affect the succeeding parliament rather than the current parliament.
What is your message to parliamentarians and Kenyans as a whole?
Well, my message to Kenyans as a whole is that we are endowed with a good country, a country with great potential, and that we all ought to work for the interest of the Kenyan nation. We ought to apply ourselves in a manner that we add value to the well-being of the country and to the well-being of the Kenyan. We must all work at it, and that nothing will happen as a matter of course. You know, we must labor for it, and that we must all work to keep our nationality and ensure that we harness the potential that we have and translate it into tangible benefit for the welfare of the Kenyans.